Hello, welcome to the third episode of our Twilight Wings series, 3 out of 7. This one is titled Buddy, and I'm your host, SBJ. Irene here.
Hi. Hello. The intro to this is so strange because I don't know what you're going
to
say.
Look, there's only 7 episodes. We ain't got time to decide.
That's fair.
The intro or not. All right. So, yeah, third episode.
What do you think?
I like this one a lot more than the last one.
I agree with that.
Although Greg told me he thought the last one was better than this one.
I still think I liked the first one the most. This one, immediately, I wanted to see the subs because I didn't like the voice.
Oh, you didn't like Hop's voice?
No, I did not like it at all.
I like Hop's voice a lot.
And Wooloo sound like the person that does Pikachu. I don't know if that's who it is, but they sounded like that.
I don't know. That's a good question.
So I was focusing on how much I don't like their voices, and so that kind of took me out of it.
Oh, I really like Top's voice. I thought it was
no. It reminds me of like
it was
Ty from Digimon.
No, see, I was gonna say it wasn't like a Ty.
Oh,
because Ty has like confidence in his voice.
Then Davis, I don't know. Like I just
and I don't know if Hop has confidence. I think Hop has confidence in Leon, but I don't think Hop has confidence in himself.
Yeah,
what we learned from the story, because he gets rid of his Wooloo.
This episode was actually kind of like, wow. Like, I was just like, this message is, wow. Like, the message was pretty heavy, actually, to me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I think compared to the last episode, I didn't feel like I really learned anything more from B. And it didn't make me more excited about her, and obviously Hop is like very much a part of the Sun and Shield sort. Sun and Shield. It's my favorite series, Sun and Shield and Sword and Moon.
Moon Sword.
Hop is obviously a huge part of both games, where B is a minor part in one game, but seeing Hop get excited for his brother, which we've seen in the game, but in a different way of like him watching him on TV and him like taking notes and him playing with his like little Charizard toy, which is okay. Yeah, he's a kid still and he is growing up to do. And then like knowing at one point he thinks the Wooloo is the problem and he gets rid of his Wooloo, and then he gets his Wooloo back near the end of the game.
Episode.
Or no, in the game.
Oh,
he removes his Wooloo completely from the team.
Yeah. That's actually kind of a big gap.
What? In the game?
Yeah.
Because he removes the Wooloo.
I think it was like he had it and then there was definitely
after Bede beats him. Then he removes his Wooloo.
Oh, because he was like a crisis.
Yeah, because he is very upset when Bede beats him.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, the reason I enjoyed this episode is because they hit on, even though it's, like, I don't know, they're just pulling scenes from the game of, like, here's the dude from the Pokemon Center, and here's a dude that would be, like, an NPC standing outside of the buildings that you see, the buildings and the towns that are all lined up like they would be in Europe.
But you really like seeing the manifestation of what's in the games. Like, I feel like you're always like, oh, I want to just see Pokemon in their natural habitat. And I think that expands to the world generally. So I don't know if that's wrong, but
it was more exciting to see all of that stuff of like Hop trying to find Wooloo than it was to see B stuck in a cave.
Well, for sure. Are you kidding? Yeah. I was just thinking about how, wow, it hit on the obliviousness that some people, like, that someone can say, and how that affects another person, or Pokemon, whatever, and how then they internalize that, and, I don't know, there's just a lot of, like, insecurities and just, I don't know, just...
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, I know what you're saying. I also thought, like, what they showed of Milo was good enough.
He was so cute. I was just like, this is great.
And again, going back to, like, pulling from the game, everything Wooloo did of, like, getting chased by the Yamper and Yamper's personality and Wooloo, like, being clumsy and falling off the rock and rolling with the other Wooloos and, like, that tie together I really appreciated, whereas I never had the experience of getting stuck in a cave in Sword and Shield.
Like, I just don't.
And maybe in the expansion, because it seems to be hinting at the future wild area, there's a cave that, I don't know, you get stuck in with glitter in the ceiling and stuff.
Yeah. It was a lot more minimalist, the last episode. And that's not bad. But considering that there are only 7 episodes, I don't think the time was utilized in the way that it could, in the best way that it could be. Like, I don't know if I would keep that episode in. I mean, I haven't seen the rest of them, but I don't know. Like, I think that they could have done a lot more. But at the same time, when you only have one person and their Pokemon, it's very obvious that it's an individual journey and development compared to working with someone, and then it can be attributed to the other person rather than the growth within oneself. Does that make sense?
Yes. But what's more important is how the Corviknight guy is really, at this point,
MVP.
The main star of these episodes.
Yeah, all three.
All three. I would assume that we will continue seeing them.
Yes.
And I would assume that they're going to reference the first. Like, I'm guessing the last episode is the sick kid gets to see Leon in the stadium. And the last episode will be Leon's battle with him Gigantamaxing his Charizard.
Probably.
That's like, that has to be the setup of... And I would assume it's probably going to be Rayhan.
It could be the 6th episode.
Sure. No,
like, I think that it'll probably be the 6th episode, because then the 7th can be the epilogue.
The 7th is Game Freak not knowing what to do with bad guys, so all bad guys just vanishly, magically disappear
vanishly?
At the end of the
vanishly. Vanishly.
disappear at the end of the game. There's gonna be Gigantamax Charizard in an episode, and I'm sure it'll be very good, and I'm sure it'll be very well animated. I like this episode, though. I thought it was good. I like Wooloo. I think
Wooloo was so petty too. Like, I was just like, wow, great.
The like Wooloo's face turning into Charizard's face, I thought was very cute.
Right
of him,
end.
Like, roaring and trying to, like, mimic Charizard, I think is great. I'm pretty sure there's, like, definitely a Ash and Pikachu moment where Pikachu's trying to be something that Ash wants him or acknowledges. I'm almost positive in the 1,000-plus episodes that they've recycled this, copied and pasted it, I heard.
Like, I liked it, but... I don't know. It.
You didn't tear up at the end?
I did not tear up at the end.
Hmm.
So, but it was very good.
Well, I'm assuming episode 4 is about Nessa, since they...
Queen!
Showed the Quillfish and the Year of the Quillfish.
I hope they don't do her dirty, but they will.
Do you think they did Hop dirty?
No, but it was fine. I'm sure Nessa's will be something about, like, goods and traveling and helping someone model, like, something like that. Her store.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll focus on her modeling career.
What's the point of this series?
I think it's something to do with, like, expanding on the life of Galar, I think, is what the...
Why is it called Twilight Wings?
Charizard's Wings are the twilight of them all. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm assuming it's called Twilight Wings because the Corviknight is tying through everything.
Yeah.
That would be my guess at this point.
Yeah, I liked it. I still think the first episode was my favorite. So we will see.
All right. Well, it's the end of March, so sometime in April we'll get the next one.
Yep.
April for the 4th. May.
It's literally
5th.
The months of the year.
June. So 7th. The last one will be in July.
Yeah.
The expansion comes out in June.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
They saving the best for last.
Absolutely.
All right. If you want to follow Irene on Twitter at Devin Carrots, me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake, podcast on Twitter at PKMNcast. See you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.